You are good to go.
Thank you, Jake. It is 12:34 p.m. and we'll call the meeting to order. Or wait, I think we have to. May I get a motion to call the meeting to order, please? Russ, I saw your lips move, but you are muted. Rich will take that as a motion. Would somebody like to
second? I'll second that.
Thank you.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Nick. I just ran out of gas.
What?
Yeah, that just happened.
Oh, no.
All right.
It doesn't mean I can't do the call.
Rich, with Nick and Russ on the line, we do have a quorum of the board. So if you need to drop and take care of that, that's okay.
Well, Nick, can you? Yeah, let me. Who should I call? Jay. So, I mean, this is
Did you seriously run out of gas?
I am. Yeah, I'm completely out.
Where are you at?
Chuck is willing to run up, Rich, if you need him to.
No, I'll just have Jay bring some gas over from the site.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
All right. So we're okay without me for a minute?
Yeah, yeah. If you want to drop and then call whoever you need to, and then you can just rejoin whenever you're ready.
Thanks, guys. All right. Bye.
All right, bye. Okay. So let's do that again because he just dropped. And he was the motion on that call to order. So can I get a motion to call the meeting to order at, we'll say, 12:35?
So move.
I'll second that.
I made it initially. It's just you couldn't hear me.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw your mouth move. But for the sake of the recording, I want to make sure that everybody
knows. I know, I'm just joking.
All right. Moving on to preliminary action items, we're looking for an approval of the agenda. We don't have any amendments to make or propose. Unless somebody else does, would somebody like to make a motion to approve the agenda?
So move.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Moving on to public comments. If there are any members of the public that would like to address the boards, please state your name and do so now. All right, hearing none, we'll move on to a public hearing. So what we'll do is take a motion to open the public hearing. If there are any members of the public that would like to address the boards, they can do so then. If not, we'll close the budget hearing and move on to action items.
I'll move to open the public hearing.
And I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
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 Right. If there's any members of the public that would like to address the boards regarding the 2026 budget, please do so now. Seeing and hearing none, would somebody like to make a motion to close the public hearing for the 2026 budgets?
So move.
Is there a second? I think I heard that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yeah, aye.
All right. Moving on to action items. First item will be the approval of the minutes from December 12th, 2025. Those are in your board packet for review. Unless any board members have any recommended changes or see any inaccuracies, we would take a motion to approve the December 12th minutes.
So move.
Is there a second?
And I'll second that.
Perfect. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Action item 5B, Brendan, you can stop me here if you'd like, but I don't believe there have been any changes to the budget since reviewing it last Friday. Thank you. So unless a board member has a question about the budget, we would take a motion to approve the 2020. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped an item there. All right, we'll come back to that.
Yeah, we can do it last if you want.
Thank you, Zach. Started rolling and then there was no stopping me. Item 5C, we'll take a motion to adopt the resolution adopting the 2026 budget. Somebody like to make that motion?
So move.
Is there a second?
And I'll second that.
You all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All Right.
Aye.
Going back to item 5B, approval of 2026 annual administrative matters resolution or annual administrative resolution. Zach, would you like to speak to anything in this resolution?
Yeah, and just do a quick overview. So you guys have done these before. This is done annually, essentially just handles all the administrative items required by the statute with the state, where it talks about, you know, the board directing legal counsel to register with the Lieutenant Governor. Pinnacle, Jake and his team, they help us with a lot of this administrative items. And then we come down to, I think, the trustee training, the board member training is probably the most important one. I'm guessing you all have already done your initial board training. That section 4 is just required once within the first year that you were appointed to the board. And so the next one, section 5, the open meeting training, however, is required annually, so once per year. So if you've already done it this year, great. If you haven't, it'd be great if you could do that before the end of the year, and then that will, you know, renew for 2026, and you'll need to do it in 2026 as well. This resolution is pertaining to the, obviously, to 2026. So, and if you don't have the link or need the link, we can get that to you. The trustee training, the grandma, section 6, the records officer, which is Pinnacle, handles that. And the rest of this, I think, if you want to just, oh, number 9, conflict of interest disclosure statement, that's something that needs to be done annually. So if you haven't done it for 2025, let's get that done. I'll go back in the record just to double check the files we have from Snow Jensen to make sure you guys, we have record of that. And then for 2026, we can get that out to you.
Zach, that, I believe we did it, but yeah, just please okay. Just double check. And then
I think you would have, because the requirement by the Utah code is that you, each board member says there, complete the statement and then file it with the recording secretary at the end of January of each year. And so the recording secretary is Pinnacle now. And so in section 10, you'll note the officers. And one thing that we do need to do, and I don't know, Jake, if we want to do that during this board meeting, or we can do it in the next one, but we need to officially have the board approve and appoint Pinnacle Consulting Group as the recording secretary and the records officer as the certain officers of the district. We could probably just quickly do that here so today.
Move. Yeah, I can do that right now.
Perfect. You get a second on that?
Nick?
Nick, you're
back in the, I second that.
Awesome. So we've got Pinnacle Consulting Group has been appointed and approved by the board to act as the recording secretary and the records officer. That's great. I like that, nice and quick. So, and then let's scroll down a little bit farther, Jake. I don't think there's much else. Just the rest of its administrative kind of functions. And if you guys are okay, we can change it back in this before we send it out to sign. But we found that it's easy in terms of the anchor location, that section 13. You guys had your Midvale address on there previously. And what happens is each board meeting, you're required to post a physical print out of the agenda for the board meeting and put it like on your office front door. And whether you've done that or not, not a huge deal right now, but just handling that, we just usually put our office address and then our executive assistant can post those on our front door.
That's
you'd
great.
Okay, perfect. You'd be surprised. We get so many people lining up in the hall just to look at those agendas, but no, not really. but it's one of those requirements that I guess we've got to do. So we've got like We had like five of them on the door between yesterday and today with your three you guys have, and then we have two others. So anyways, that's great. So we'll put that in there and we'll have it the same for your other two districts. The rest of this is just talking about the different types of meetings and the budget and all of that that's been handled. So I think we're good on the rest of that, Jake. And so if you go to the signature page, oh, you don't have to, but I'll send it out for signature. I believe it goes out to Rich and Russ. Let's just double check. Yeah. So as chair and clerk / secretary. So I'll send that out today.
By DocuSign or something like that?
Yep. Yeah, it'll just come by Adobe Sign and you don't have to notarize it or anything like that. It's just a quick e-signature. So that's it.
Perfect.
Exactly.
So do I need to move to approve that?
Yeah,
yes, please.
If you could.
All right. So move.
A second?
Second.
Great.
Thank you. All right, moving on to action item D, approval of auditor. Brendan, we will pass the spotlight to you.
Yeah, thank you. As a district that has issued bonds, we are required each year to go through a financial statement audit. And so we do have to engage an independent CPA firm to perform an audit of the BlackRock Mountain Resort PID. So you all as a group have an existing relationship with Hinton Burdick, who is an auditor from some other districts that you have, other district. Just for administrative ease, my recommendation is to actually go ahead and engage them on this district as well. We've done a whole bunch of RFPs this year on various other districts, and from a pricing standpoint, I mean, they're great. They're solid. They often come in as low bid. But we did ask them. So we did ask them about pricing for BlackRock, and they told us they could do the audit for $9,600, which is within our budget and is certainly within our expectations of what we would see. So if you're okay with that, I'd like to just go ahead and engage them here. But if you would prefer, I can go through the full RFP process and get various quotes and come back to the board.
Well, it seems as though, based upon what you've stated, that an RFP process would probably get us back to these folks anyway. And given their familiarity with us and with you and so forth, I mean, seems to be more efficient to do it that way. So I'd move that we approve them as the auditor for this year.
And I can second that motion.
Yeah. Anything else, Brendan?
That is everything I have for that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Administrative non-action items. We do have listed here the board training and some links to those trainings. This was discussed in the previous meeting, so that is there for reference unless any board members have questions. Are there any other discussion items that the board members would like to ask of the client services or legal team?
Not on my side.
I'll move to adjourn.
All right. Second. Perfect. Yep, Thank you very much. We are adjourned at 12:47 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Zach, I got a quick question for you, just procedurally.
Yeah, you bet.
When you only have two board members, we do it a little bit differently.
I'm back.